It's Thursday, October 10th, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. No more wind chills, just extreme cold warnings from the National Weather Service. There's one fewer strain of flu this flu season, health experts say. The state Supreme Court calls the governor's school funding partial veto crazy, and the Brewers and Bally Sports TV split. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The National Weather Service is making changes to how it forecasts wind chills. WAOW meteorologist Justin Lowe says they're getting rid of wind chill watches, advisories, and warnings.
They're switching over to something called extreme cold. So it doesn't matter if it's 30 below zero, just the temperature, or if the wind chill is 30 below zero. Either or, they're going to issue an extreme cold warning.
The National Weather Service issues an extreme cold warning when temperatures reach 30 below zero within a 12 to 36 hour span. There's a neat twist to this fall's new influenza vaccines. Dr. Jim Conway from UW Health says only three types of antibodies are present.
They have three different strains of flu, two types of A and only one type of B, because we were successful in getting rid of one of the types of B. So we've been able to downgrade that one a little bit and make it a little bit simpler.
Dr. Conway says everyone who is able should be getting both the flu shot and the COVID shot this fall in order to help keep illnesses at bay for everyone. Safeguards are in place to ensure the fairness and transparency of ballot counting and canvassing in Wisconsin. Bob Haig tells us more.
Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs dismisses the chances of local clerks or canvassing boards going rogue to disrupt election results.
So I am assuming our amazing clerks are going to do the same amazing job this time that they did last time, and that the Board of Canvassers will do the same. And that's my hope and belief.
Wood County Clerk and President of the Wisconsin County Clerks Association, Trent Miner, vouches for his colleagues.
Is that going to happen in Wisconsin? I would give my left arm, and I'm left-handed. I would give my left arm if that does it. It's not going to happen in Wisconsin. I know them all personally. They are people of integrity, and they're going to make sure that job is done and it's done correctly.
Jacobs and Miner took part in a Tuesday roundtable to detail Wisconsin's post-election checks and balances. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court say that Governor Tony Evers' creative use of his expansive veto power in an attempt to lock in a school funding increase for 400 years appeared to be extreme and crazy, but they questioned Wednesday whether and how the governor's veto powers should be reined in. Justice Jill Karofsky says it feels like, quote, the stratosphere is in the limit, end quote, when it comes to the governor's veto powers. The case is supported by the Republican-controlled legislature. It is the latest flashpoint in a decades-long fight over just how broad Wisconsin's governor's partial veto powers should be. Major League Baseball will take over TV distribution for the Milwaukee Brewers games next season. Mike Leishner tunes in.
The league and the club confirmed the move on Tuesday, roughly 1 week after we learned that games would not return to Bally Sports Wisconsin next year. League officials say it's a sign of the changing video media landscape as consumers leave the traditional cable bundle behind for streaming services. Details on the price and how to sign up for the Brewers.tv service will come later this winter. Bally Sports Wisconsin will retain the rights for the Milwaukee Bucks this season, though last year the Bucks tested the waters of a statewide over-the-air distribution system with 10 games broadcast on Gray-affiliated stations. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.